You are listening to High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. We have been busy here on the High Plains. So many things going on. You might have noticed I've been chatting with a lot of people across the entire High Plains region. We've got things popping up. Everything's thawing out and cool things are happening. And I wanted to invite two of the cool people making some of the cool things happening on the High Plains to come on the air and share a little bit about a whole lot of acronyms. I've got Stephanie Price, the Associate Director of Marketing at the Cultural Foundation of the Texas Panhandle, as well as the Interim Executive Director, Heather Freemull, on the line to explain what is going on. I got this cool email about the Cultural Foundation of the Texas Panhandle, which sounds like a marriage of partnership of multiple other acronyms that we know and love here on the High Plains, but you're going to explain it better than me. So Stephanie, Heather, thank you so much for being on High Plains Morning, and I'm so excited to hear more about this new venture.
Yes, Jenny, thanks so much. So this is Stephanie, and we are excited. West Texas A&M University is the lead on this partnership, and they have put our cultural organizations together in order to highlight and enhance the culture of the Texas Panhandle across the state of Texas and beyond. So we have created this partnership with West Texas A&M, and then Panhandle Plains Historic Museum have had a longstanding relationship, and now we're adding Texas Outdoor Musical into the mix to form this really great alliance and ways that we can share the wonderful things, as you mentioned, that are going on the High Plains in the Texas Panhandle. So we're excited to be able to do that and to share this vision and do great things for the culture in our area.
So just to be clear, what this marriage is, what this partnership is, it's West Texas A&M University, as well as the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum, roped in with Texas the Musical. So that's kind of three different institutions. And Heather, you are acting interim executive director. I'm guessing there's a lot of unpacking going on right now.
Yes, we're learning a lot. I think that overall we're just excited. I think, you know, it's a natural partnership that most people see, and I've heard over and over again that, oh, well, this just goes so nicely together. Why haven't we done this before? And so we're really grateful to West Texas A&M and Dr. Windler for kind of finally bridging the gap between not only the Panhandle Plains Museum and the Texas Musical, but really under the leadership of West Texas A&M.
So most people that interact with these different entities, they really just know them through the very cool cultural events that are put on. Obviously, Texas the Musical, one of the big draws of the Paladuro Canyon. People come down, people take anyone who visits them down in the Texas Panhandle to see this event. Of course, Panhandle Plains Historical Museum has just one of the largest museums in Texas that has really, really fantastic exhibits, really modern stuff that's always going on. And then, of course, West Texas A&M constantly bringing lectures, all these different kind of cultural things. Now that we are kind of in a pandemic, you guys are creating this partnership kind of at the hopefully tail end of what's going on. How has that been to try to take these different nonprofit cultural institutions where events had to be on hold, exhibits probably had to be on hold, you had to switch everything to be virtual? This must be some kind of a challenge.
Well, I'll take that one. This is Stephanie. The wonderful thing about, you know, about the way we've been able to open with legislation and things is the museum was really only physically closed for a couple months. And unfortunately, Texas didn't get to have their 2020 season. But the museum was able to keep going and really open up last summer in July. And so we have had several exhibitions open. We've opened Prohibition in the fall. So that's two different exhibits. One that's focused on the Prohibition story and another on flapper dresses. So the museum's been blowing and going, but now we're able to really tell the story of Texas through another venue with the Outdoor Musical, and we're excited for their 2021 season. So we're able to plan and, you know, get that season rocking and rolling, and we're excited for people to come back and be able to do those things. So while the museum hasn't been closed very long, we were able to continue doing things, and now we're able to bring, you know, Texas has been back online working on things since the fall, so we're excited for that.
And Heather, it sounds like, you know, you're kind of being the ringleader and directing all these different, you know, institutions, it looks like these separate entities that are coming together are staying intact, but there's going to be kind of a partnership. There's going to be some like cross collaboration between everything as they look forward to find out new ways to bring this cultural information and history to people who visit, people who live here.
Yeah. Well, I think one thing that's really great is, you know, you have the Texas musical drama telling the story of the people that forged this land, and then you come to the museum and here we have the tangible objects of those things. So I think it's such an obvious partnership, and that now we get to, you know, almost round out that story and give people a holistic view of it, and I think that that's fantastic. I think that, you know, working together, I think there's so many possibilities that we can create programming and exhibitions and, I mean, more fun theater options just, you know, in the future of working together within the next year. The possibilities are really great.
So here's a question for each of you. What is the thing that, as you're putting this all together and you're kind of laying all the chips on the table, you've got all these separate people, all these people who are, you know, community-minded board members that are going to be hopefully doing a lot of brainstorming on how best to present this culture and present this history and do new things with it. What are the things that you're most excited about seeing this new group do that the separate entities weren't, you know, traditionally able to do?
I'll take this one. This is Heather. And I think one thing that's really great is, you know, we know that we're a gem up here in the Panhandle, but one thing that the CFTP board can do is really extend our reach. You know, I think the museum and Texas have worked together for a long time for tourism and other things throughout the state and nation, really. But now we have this powerhouse board behind us to really give us an extra leg up in the conversation and get us in front of audience members and people who don't really think about the Panhandle very much or it's really far away. So now we get to be at the forefront of conversation and say, you know, come up here to the Texas Panhandle and see what we're doing.
And what about you, Stephanie?
I would say that I think that both institutions, Texas and PPHM, are going to, in 3 to 5 years, look completely different. And I'm excited for that. The museum has projects on the horizon that I can't share right now, but that are going to change the face of education in our community. And I think with Texas on board, we're going to be able to really, you know, culture is going so much. And our culture up here in the Panhandle is incredibly important to us. And I like Heather, we can't wait to share that with the rest of the state. You know, we're excited to be at the forefront. And I think both institutions are going to look completely different. And that's a good thing. We're forward thinking and we're charging ahead, creating this new partnership that is really going to change what Canyon and Amarillo are thought of across the state of Texas and beyond.
Well, I know as we look forward to spring and things are getting a little nicer and outdoorsy, people are probably really excited to find out some things that we can do outdoors safely. And I know one of my favorite things over the last couple of years has been Panhandle Plains Historical Museum puts on outdoor yoga and you guys invited puppy dogs. I'm hoping this new cultural thing will mean that we'll be yoga with horses. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not sure that's on the books, Jenny, but we can talk about it. Let us take that one back.
Okay. If you have any comment cards that I could fill out, I would definitely like to make that in the suggestion box.
Okay. Well, we'll take that. We'll take that under advisement.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here and for sharing information about the cultural foundation of the Texas Panhandle. People across our region will be hearing about it a little more. A partnership between West Texas A&M University, Texas the Musical, which is the Texas Panhandle Heritage Foundation, and of course, Panhandle Plains Historical Society and Museum. Best of luck to you both. Thank you both for sharing this and keep us posted on what you got going on. I can't wait to hear about it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both. All right. I think we're all good.